Second Shir and Shabbos continued, Zayin El Heitov Shinlan Vav, September 2nd, 1976, continued.
To take out the juice from the pickle. So it's in Muta. There's one Mandoma who says it's Sosa, and one Mandoma says it's in Muta. But it should involve the Chiyuv Chatos anyway. So that's a Dinyan. So we see that in regard to Seichet, the subjective, the kavone is important. In other words, if the kavone, if the objective is to use the juice, then it does constitute a loch of mifarik of dosh. But if the kavone is to get rid of the juice, then it does not constitute a loch of dosh. So the same thing, similarly, we can apply the same kind of concept regarding Ketzer. When is Ketzer a meloche if the subjective element is it consists of tzorich leitzim, if the kavone is to use the eitzim? But if the kavone is not to use the eitzim, then even according to Rabbi Yude, who says meloche tzorukov is chayv here is potter, because the kavone, the tzorich leitzim, is an essential ingredient of the meloche. Now let's see how we can get cash. Mir da da kreya maslitra. Mi vua di svelei da feicha din mi kalkil di tzorek leize dovo mi koma kim pota. Va filu rabiu da di svelei she eini al maslitra. Ve mikra meloch achshuvo. Ve chen yirem di vaketet mishne. Perik yud aloch yud. Milche Shabbos. Ve koshali misugye del kamon. So what does the ketet mishne say? The Gemara in Makkah says, "Apisia b'satzavor." If you have, let's say, a garment, and somebody made an opening in the garment so that he could put it, you know, on his neck, so he's chayav v'chatos. In other words, suppose there was no opening in the jacket, and he made an opening, so he's chayv v'chatos. Peish neido in mechayv mishin kireya, the kireya shalom al minas. So Rashi says, why is the chayv on the score of makid patish? Mamaloche, technically. So why does Rashi say, mention makid patish? Why doesn't Rashi say on the score of kireya? So he explains that Peish neido in mechayv mishin kireya, the kireya shalom maslit viru, mechayv mishin technically. David mamaloche. We told that the makri party. All right. So in other words, so we see that's what he mentions. This is what Rabbi Kriya mentions. So we see from this case of Mishneh that the reason as to why Kriya Shoya Maslit for his potter is not because of Mikalkel. Over there, he's certainly not Mikalkel. If he had been Mikalkel, so he wouldn't be hired. He does it. It's a Gmar Kele. He's hired Mishum Gmar Kele. So he's certainly not. He's certainly not Mikalkel. So, and still he's potter on the score of Kireya. So we see that there is a special aloche, that it's an essential ingredient in the meloche of Kireya. If it's not on Maslitveya, so he's potter. So that's mashma, teitz v'shite. The teitz is also old like that. V'koshali misugyed l'kamon daf kubdalet. On the base. So what does Gemara say there? It's not kubdalet, kubgimel. Kubgimel on the dalet. So the Gemara says, "Va'baye de virove de amret avaye meidere." No, I'm sorry. That's the other Gemara. Now, in Perik Eirik, that kupei yomet beis, kupei yomet beis. He says here kuvdale. So it's kupei yomet beis. Kupei yomet beis. The Gemara says, "Kireya b'chamosei." Kupei yomet beis. The Gemara says, "Kireya b'chamosei." So he's potter. But if he's kireya l'mir meim ha'in shel beise. So he's not a Mikalkel, so he's Chayev, but he's not a Maslitve. There's a kash of this. That's one kash. Then the second kash. Gam b'mashe kosev ha-teises, da'afilu l'rabiude, that who says Melachim Tzchil Gof Yisrael, but here, if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, he's Potter. The Mashma Pshita Di Nichal. So the Kosher. So it's Mashma, the thesis he's saying, implying, needless to mention, that according to Reb Shimon, that Melachim Tzchil Gof is Potter. He's Potter. So in the case of Keitzer, the Eini Tzorich Leitzim, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzim, so he's certainly Potter, according to Reb Shimon. It goes without saying. But even according to Reb Yudin, who says Lo Hagitzruk of Yitzchayev, but in this case, if he's Keitzer and doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzim, he'll still be Potter. But according to Reb Shimon, it's more of a Pshites that if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, so he's Potter. What does it mean, so if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzim? So the appeal of Rabbi Mashma Pshitei Nichalei according to Rabbi Shimon. Koshali, but Pshitei. So the appeal of Rabbi Yude. The Mashma Pshitei Nichalei is none of them. So Pshitei Nichalei. So Pshitei Nichalei beitzim liyishtamish behem. Ela de'atei me'isikim bishvilei. Mikol mokim mikhe tzrichalei gupei. Kaidil kamo daf kulgimu b'tele shulshin. Bi'arad la delay. So the Gemara says that hope bi'arad if someone is tele shulshin, so if it's bi'arad delay, so he's chayev. If it's bi'arad chavre, he's potter. Now, why bi'arad chavre is potter? Because it's melocha shen tzrichalei gupei. Because he doesn't care. But bi'arad delay, so Tesis points out there, so why is it chayev? Because it's melocha tzrichalei gupei. Because when he's tele shulshin, so that benefits the Sode. So in other words, he's Nene. But he doesn't do it for the purpose of benefiting the Sode. He does it because he needs the Ulshin. So we see that he, as long as one is Nene for the Melochim, so then it's considered Melochim Atzricha Legupo, even though he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose. But here, Teise says that I feel the Rabbi Yude that says Melochim Atzricha Legupo, is chayev, but in the case of Keitzer, and in its own Leitzim, he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzim, so then he's Potter, even according to Rabbi Yudeh. And according to Rabbi Shimon, certainly Potter, because it's Melachah Shenitzchil Gufo. But in this case, there is a special aloche, that if he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzim, so he's Potter. Even though he's Nenef on the Eitzim, as long as he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzim. But the question is, why is it so needless to be mentioned that according to Rav Shimon, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzim, so he's potter because Melachah Shenitzchil Gufo. We see from the Gemara of Tele Shulshin, so Be'arad Elei, because he's Nene from the Ulshin. He's Nene. So then he's Chayev, even though he doesn't do it deliberately to improve the Karak. As long as Bimtzias, the Karke is benefited. So he's Nene, so it's considered Melocha Tzricha Legufo. From this thesis, it's Mashma, that what's the Pshat in Melocha Tzricha Legufo? The Pshat in Melocha Tzricha Legufo is when he does it deliberately for that purpose. But suppose he's Nene from the Melocha, but he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose, so then it's not Melocha Tzricha Legufo. But from the Gemore, there, of Be'ara Delei, so Be'arad Laf Chavre, so he's not Nene. But Be'arad Elei, so he's Nene. So even though he doesn't do it deliberately, he's not Mechavn to it. So still it's considered Milocho Atzricho Ligupo. The Oruch explains it on the basis of Secretion Michale. So that means even though he was not Mechavn to it. So it's Chayev. And he's Chayev even according to Reb Shimon, who says Melocha Shenitzchil Legufo is Potter, because as long as he's Nene from it, even though he's not Mischaven to it, so it's considered Melocha Shenitzchil Legufo. But here the Gemara says Vitzorich Leitzim, in other words, only if he does it deliberately because he wants to use the Eitzim. But suppose he doesn't do it deliberately because he wants to use the Eitzim, even though he certainly benefits from the Eitzim, he has the Eitzim in his possession. So as long as he doesn't do it deliberately for the purpose of using the Eitzim, so then it's in Melocha Shenitzchil Legufo. But from that Gemore, Dafkov Gimu B'Tile Sheishim, Be'are Delay, where we see that even if he doesn't do it deliberately, as long as he's Nene from it, so it's considered Melocha Shenitzchil Legufo. So Rav Gvega has two kashes. One kashe of Rabbi Kveger is that here Teisves is implying, that Kireyal Maslitver is a special aloch, and if Shaloyal Maslitver is poter, no, it's not a mikal. Because if Teisves Shit had been the doll, the reason why Kireyal Maslitver is poter is because he's a mikalkel, so it would be no raye to cater it all late, it would no right to have no bearing upon Kvoshim Mishlokits. There it's a special aloha because it's not their Bishemikah. Because it's not their Bishemikah. So we see that Teisves here implies that there is a special aloha of Tereya Shaloya Maslitra is Potter, even if it's not Mikhon. But the Gemara says, Daf Kufei, that Tereya Limir Mein, Tereya Beget Limir Mein, Ain should base it to discipline the members of his family, Israel. If it's Bechamor says, so he's Mikalkir. But if it's for the purpose of disciplining the members of his family, he's not a Mikalkir. But it's not a Maslitveya. So we see, there is no special aloche, Kereya Maslitveya. The Mishnah says Kereya Maslitveya, because usually, if it's a loyal Maslitveya, he's a Mikalkir. But if he's not a Mikalkir, he's Chayev, even though it's not Maslitveya. But Teisves here implies that a Maslitveya is an essential ingredient of the Tzuras Amloche. That's one kashi. The second kashi is, Teisves implies that according to Rav Shimon, Meloch Hatzri Choligufo means that he does it deliberately for that purpose. But from the Gemara of Tirishu Ulchin, it appears that even as long as he is nene from it, even though he doesn't do it deliberately, it's already considered Meloch, it's already considered Meloch Hatzri Choligufo. Meloch Hatzri Choligufo. That's the second kashi. Now, with what we saw in the Marshos Pshat, in the Teisves in Sanhedrin, I think we can answer first the second kashe of Rabbi Kveger, and also the first kashe of Rabbi Kveger. Einochaname, in order to be considered Melocha Tzrich Legufo, it is not necessary that a person should be Keitzer something in order to use the thing that is Keitzer. Suppose he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose, in order to use. But as long as he is nene from the Ktzire, so memele it's considered Meloch HaTzrich HaLiguf. And Teisves does not say here, Teisves does not mean that there is a special aloche in every form of Keitzer that he has to be tzorich to the object that is Keitzer. Let's say if somebody is Keitzer Tvue, suppose he's not tzorich Tvue. Somebody is Keitzer Tvue and he's not tzorich Tvue. Sometimes a person might decide to harvest the wheat, not because he wants to use the wheat. He doesn't want to use the wheat. But he feels that it's necessary for the better growth of the field, of the tvuye, that he should harvest the crop right now. Not because he's interested in obtaining the crop right now. He's not tzorich l'tvuye. So he also be chayev, even according to Rav Shimon, who says, Melocha shenitzricha legufo, he's potter. And here is Keitzer the Tvue, because he wants, let's say sometimes one will be Keitzer the Tvue because he's afraid that some insects might attack it. If he leaves the Tvue, he would prefer that the Tvue should grow for another month in the field. But he's afraid, he anticipates an attack by insects, so because of that, he's Keitzer the Tvue. So he'll be higher than Keitzer. Even though he doesn't do it deliberately because he wants the Tvue, but he does it anyway, and he's nene from the Tvue. He's nene from the Tvue. Even though he didn't do it because he's tzorich from the Tvue. So he'll still be chayev because it's a melocha atzrich aligup. So even according to Rav Shimon, he'll be chayev. Needless to be mentioned that according to Rav Yehuda, he's chayev. He's according to Rav Yehuda, he's chayev. But Teisves here says, here the Gemara says, Keitzer v'tzorich leitzim. So Keitzer v'tzorich leitzim implies only if he does it deliberately because he wants to use the eitzim. He wants to use the eitzim. But if he doesn't do it deliberately because he wants to use the eitzim, then he's poter. So why is he poter? So Teisves says, of course, according to Rav Shimon, so by eitzim, he's certainly poter. If he doesn't do it deliberately for the purpose of using the eitzim. But even according to Rav Yehuda, who says Melocha Shenitzrich Ligup is chayev, but here by eitzim there is a special aloche that if he's not tzorich leitzim, if he is not keitzer the eitzim deliberately for the purpose of using the eitzim that weeds, then it's not a melachas ktzire. Why not? Because by eitzim, just as Teisves says in Sanhedrin, that by shvis there is an iser of keitzer midraisa, but it doesn't apply to Eitzim, because Eitzim are not Eimit Stam, Eitzim are not Eimit Leikotzer. And so by Shvi, he states, he says in Sanhedrin, the Aloch is, that even if he does it deliberately, subjectively, the Ktzire of the Eitzim takes place exclusively for the purpose of using the Eitzim, as in that case, in order to make it bail for the wine press, but since Stam Eitzim are not Eimit Leikotzer, Eitzim are not planted for the purpose of being Nixer, and Eitzim are not immediately Kotzer. So Mimele Ktziras Eitzim is not the Rech Tzire. It does not come within the Melocha of Tzire. But so even if he does it for deliberately for a very important purpose because he needs the Eitzim, so by Shvi is his potter. By Shabbos, he is Chayef. Why is he Chayef by Shabbos? Because there is Aloche, Mileches Machsheves Asotero, so the Machsheve is important. Machshava is important. So when can it become derech tzireh on account of the subjective attitude? If he does it deliberately because for the 18. But if he doesn't do it deliberately for the 18, even though he'll be netted from the 18. So mimele, the subjective element is lacking. So how can it become a melech tzireh? Just as by Shviz, tziras 18 is never a melech. Why? Because it's not a melech tzireh. It's not derech tzireh b'kach. So even if he does it deliberately for the 18, it's still no melache. By Shabbos, if he does it deliberately for the 18, it is a melache. Why? Because melachas machsheves, because of the subjective attitude. But so when do we have the subjective attitude, the subjective element? If he does it deliberately for the 18, but if he doesn't do it deliberately for the 18, he doesn't intend to use the 18. So then, let's say he does it in order to promote the growth, he's not interested in the 18. Even though he's nehemeh. Because he has the 18 anyway. Whenever he wants to use it, he can use it. But as long as he didn't do it deliberately for the 18, so mainly the subjective element, the Melechas Machsheves, is lacking. So it is like Tziras 18 by Shviz. Tziras 18 by Shviz is not the Melech of Tzire, because it's not Derech Tzire B'kach. By Shabbos, it should not be Derech Tzire either. But if he does it deliberately for the 18, because of the Aloch of Melechas Machsheves, it becomes a melacha of tzireh, but only if he does it deliberately for an 18. But if he does it for the purpose, you know, of promoting a better growth, not for the purpose of having the 18, even though he is nene from the 18 anyway, so then he will not be chayiv mishum keitzer by Shabbos. He will not be chayiv mishum keitzer. He will be chayiv mishum neteya if he does it for the purpose of promoting growth. But he will not be chayiv mishum keitzer because the subjective element is lacking. The subjective element is it. So this is what Keitzer says. In other words, Keitzer does not mean that every Keitzer. So the Tzorich La'adovo is an essential ingredient. Only by Ktziras Eitzim, the Tzorich La'eitzim is an essential ingredient. Because Eitzim are not immediately Kotzer. It's not the Rechtzira. Now let's see in the Tzorich. Nire, the feel of the beauty. The Mechayiv Melocha Shinitzrich Ha'ligupo. Now, what's the second kasha from Rabbi Gireger? Second kasha from Rabbi Gireger is, Keitzer says, Nira dafil rabbi. So it means, loy mi boy rabbi Shimon. So of course, that if he's not tzorich leitzim, if he doesn't do it deliberately, because he needs the eitzim right now. So he's potter, because it's lochas nitzchei legufo. So Rabbi Gireger asks, even according to Rabbi Shimon, he should be chayev, even though he's not tzorich leitzim right now, but he's nene from the eitzim anyway. He has it. He'll be able to use it any time he wants to use it. So even though right now he's not Tzorich Leitzim, he should be chayev even according to Rav Shimon. And so why does they say Nira dafil Rav Yudet chayev Moach Hashem Tzorich Ligufo binon Tzorich Leitzim? But loy mi boy according to Rav Shimon that binon Tzorich Leitzim. But if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, he doesn't do it deliberately for the Leitzim. So he's not chayev because Moach Hashem Tzorich Ligufo. But the Gemara says be'ar the day if someone is still a shulchin be'ar the day even though he doesn't do it for the purpose of using the ulchim right now. So, but since it's already late and he's nene, so mimele is considered melocha tzrich legufo. So here too, why dafke by tzorich leitzim is it considered melocha tzrich legufo? Even main tzorich leitzim, as long as he's nene from it, so it should be considered melocha tzrich legufo. The answer is in kolatere kule, and in adak tzires not tzires eitzim where it is the tzire. So even according to Rav Shimon, it would be chayev as long as he is nene from the ktzire, even though he doesn't do it deliberately for the dovor that is keitzer. So be chayev. Let's say if somebody will harvest wheat early in June, because he's afraid. Otherwise, he would have waited till July for the harvesting of wheat. But he's afraid of some damage by insects or whatever damage. So he's not so leitzim. He will not be. So we'll still be chayev mishum keitzia if he does it to tue. Because it's lahat chel gufato, because he's still nene. Mashein kein by keitzer eitzim, so it's not the chzira bekach, because eitzim anatemid leikotzea. And by shviz, even if he does it deliberately, because it's tzorich leitzim, he's poter. But by Shabbos, if he does it deliberately, it's because of lechz marsheles, he's chayev. But only if he does it deliberately. But if he doesn't do it deliberately, he's poter. So loy mi boy, according to Rav Shimon, he would be poter. If he's not tzorich leitzim. But even according to Rav Yehuda, he would be poter. Because it wouldn't be derech tzira if he's not tzorich leitzim. Because it's in derech tzira bikach. This is what he says. Now, then he says, mide dehave akirei al nas litvei umirch al nas litvei. So now it's the first kasha. The first kasha is much stronger than the second kasha. Okay. So since Tesis mentions that as a raya, so it's a raya that according to Tesis, kirei al shaloi al nas litvei is not potter solely, because he's mikalkeil. Even in the case where he's not mikalkeil, he's also potter. So the kasha is from the Gemara Daf Kufei, that if someone is kireya, beget, today, in order to discipline a member of the Mir Meimein, should be to discipline the members of his family, where he's not in the Kalkwe's high, but it's not on the street fair. But it's not on the street fair. Now, Taisa's Shite in Shabbos Daf Kufei is that Teisves Shite in Shabbos Daf Kufei, the Teisves Hor Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. So Teisves Shite is that when someone is Kirei Al Meisei and is Mikayim the Mitzvah of Kriya, when someone is Kirei Al Meisei and is Mikayim the Mitzvah of Kriya on Shabbos, so it's Chayev Echatos not only according to Reb Yehuda who says Meloshin Tzrichel Gufo is Chayev, but even according to Reb Shimon who says Meloshin Tzrichel Gufo is Poter. So he's also Chayev. He's also Chayev. Why? So we see that when one is Kriya al Meisei, where there is a mitzvah of Kriya, so if Mikayim a mitzvah of Kriya, so then it's considered as a tikkun. Because with that kind of a Kriya in the Beged, is a tikkun, is Mikayim a mitzvah. That even according to Rav Shimon, he is chayv. He's considered a melocho atzricho ligufo. So Memele, when Teisa says these things, now we see that the halacha that by Shviz, from Teisa and Sanhedrin, we see that Teitzer 18 by Shviz is always potter, even if he's tzorich leitzim. And by Shabbos, it is a melacha if tzorich leitzim because of melachas machsheves. So now every Teitzer. Is a melechas kilkul. Not only Kiriyah Beged is a kilkul, and Keitzer is not a melechas kilkul. It's also a melechas kilkul. Keitzer. After all, something grows, it has vegetative life, it's simeach, and then when you harvest it, so you destroy the life that inhered in the thing you harvested. So it's also a kilkul. There is an act of kilkul, but, This is the kind of a kilkul that is a tikkun, just as Kireya al Meisei. So it's certainly a kilkul in the Beged, you tear the Beged, but you're Mikayim a mitzvah. So there is a great value in that kilkul. That kilkul itself involves a great tikkun. He's Mikayim a mitzvah of Kriya al Meisei. So Mimele, he's Chayim. So the reason as to why Keitzer Eitzim, if not for Tzorich Leitzim, his poter is because it's not derech tzira bikach. So what does it mean it's not derech tzira bikach? Because the act is a destructive act. After all, his keitzer eitzim takes a tree and he chops it down, he destroys the life of the tree. So it's a destructive act. So mimele, it's not derech tzira bikach. Now, when you are keitzer tvui, it's also a destructive act. But when you're keitzer tvui, so it's ending with kotzer. So mimele is chayev, so it's considered derech tzira. Mashein kein, when the keitzer eitzim, and it is it is a destructive act, and it's not a midli kotzei, so memele, it's not considered keitzer. It's not considered a melocha of keitzer. Why is it considered a melocha of keitzer? Because every ktzira involves an element of destruction. Even when yakeitza tvoye, it involves an element of destruction. But it's a midli kotzei, and it's the ktzira bikach, so memele, it's not mikalkel. Because he fulfills a very important purpose by destroying the life of the Tvoye, the life of the Peres. So it's not considered mikalkel. And by Tvoye and by Peres that are immediately kotzeya, so it's not considered an act of kilkel, even if he isn't tzorich to the Peres. Because it's immediately kotzeya, mashenkin by itzim, that stam itzim are not immediately kotzeya. So mimele, it's considered an act of kilku and it's not a ktsira bikach, unless he is tzorich leitzim. Then he is not a mikalkel. But there is a general principle of misake, and what's the aloche of kolam kalkel and pturim? So Teisa says that the aloche of mikalkel and pturim also emanates from the aloche of meleches machsheres asoteo. So in other words, in order to be chayev for a meloche, it must be a creative act, not a destructive act. But even though all the melochas involve an element of destruction, whenever you are keitzer peiris, you are keitzer tvoye, it involves an element of destruction. But since it's a derech tzira bikach and it's immediately kotzeya, so it's not considered mikalkel in any way. Masheinkein, if he's keitzer eitzim, and he's not tzorich leitzim, and it's not immediately kotzeya, so it is considered, so we say it's not derech tzira bikach, and it's a destructive act, it's not a creative act. Except if he's tzorich leitzim. So then, it's not, then, even tziras eitzim is considered as a creative act, not a destructive act. But the general, it's all because of the aloch of meleches machsheves, that in order to be chayev for meleches shabbes, it must be a creative act, not a destructive act. So Teisa says as follows, nire dafil rab yudei lechayev, meloch ha-shim etzrich ha-legupo, bein on tzorich leitzim. So then there is no kilkol in the meloche. So memele it's derech tzira bikach. But the leimikre beitzim keitzei, beitzim it's not considered as a misakein, as a creative act, as a real tzira. El obinion there when he's tzorich leitzim. But by tvoye and peiris, even if he's not tzorich with tvoye and peiris. So it's still considered a creative act. It's not considered as a meleches kilkol. Because it's immediately cut. Mine de have a kereya on nas litve. Mine de have a kereya on nas litve. Now Rashi, now Rabbi Kveige points out from Teisves, the Teisves shite is, that there is a special aloche of kereya on nas litve. Special aloche of kereya on nas litve. Not just because of Mikalkel, even when he's not a Mikalkel. So he deduces it from Teisves. But actually from Rashi it's mashma. Rashi in the Mishneh, he says, I'm not sleep here upon him, Shaneke for good, when you only take the yoke. Ellen can carry it in Forest Big Morning. I will carry a shallow lit veil, have him mish. Why does Rashi have to say, carry a shallow lit veil, we have him mish? He's Mikal Kail. If shallow lit veil, so he's Mikal Kail. Mikal Kail is Potter. Why is Mikal Kail Potter? Mikal Kail is Potter, Tzotese says, because it's not Melechas Machsheves. It's not Melechas Machsheves. What does it mean, it's not Melechas Machsheves? Because Melechas Machsheves implies it has to be a creative thing. Melechas Machsheves is mentioned in connection with the Mishnah. But we learn out Shabbos from Mishnah. And what's the literal meaning of Melechas Machsheves? It means work of art. That's what Melechas Machsheves means. So in other words, Melechas Machsheves implies that a Melechas Shabbos has to be a creative act, not a destructive act. So why does Rashi mention Avu Kireya Shalo Yitve Alei Havim Mishnah? Because every Meloche involves an element of destruction. And suppose you are kereya amnas litveya, doesn't it involve an element of destruction? You are still kereya, you still destroy. But it's for a very important purpose. It's for the purpose of being teifeya in the place where you talk, of making it better. So in other words, on mele, it's not considered as a destructive act. It's not considered as a mikalkel. It's considered as a misake. But every meloche involves an element of destruction. So, but the question is, that element of destruction, does it give it a character of a destructive act or of a creative act? How do we determine whether a certain act which involves an element of destruction on the whole is to be considered a misakin or mikalkel, whether it, on the whole it's to be considered a destructive act or a creative act? In every meloche, even when it's on naslitre, there's an element of destruction. But it's for a very, it's on naslisakin, it's for a very important purpose. So on the whole, in spite of the element of destruction that is involved in kireya maslitreya, it's considered on the whole a creative act, a melechas machsheves, a misakin. Not in the Kalfil. How do we determine whether the purpose that the Eise Meloche has in mind gives the Meloche a character of Misakein or not? So, the criterion is a mission. If there is an element of destruction in the act, but it's done for such a good purpose, that it conforms to the same purpose that existed in the Mishkan, so then of course it's considered as a creative act, as a misakein, because the Torah characterizes all the melochas in the Mishkan as melachas machshavos, as creative acts, not destructive acts. So Mimele, this is what Rashi says. The Gemara in Chagiga says that the reason as to why Mikalkel is poter is because of melachas machsheves. It's not melachas machsheves. Melachas machsheves means misakin, not mikalkel, a creative act, not instructive act. But the question is, why do we say that kireya shaloyam maslitveir is potter? Because it's a destructive act. And kireya maslitveir is chayev. It's also a destructive act. You still can. The answer is, see, if you do a certain destructive act for a very important purpose, if the purpose is the kind of purpose that existed in the Mishkan, so then it does not have, it's not considered as a destructive act, as a mikalkel, but it's considered as a creative act, as a misakin. So the criterion is the criterion of the Mishkan. Now, Rabbi Kileya rests from this thesis also. From this thesis it appears that kireya amunas litreya is a special ingredient in the tzuras amloche of kireya, apart from it all. V'horaye, the Teisveh says in Sofi, whether Matir Sholeya Maslikshev is high or not. And then Teisveh says that that's only Machlekes of Rashi and Rach. So obviously, when Rashi says that Keisher Ibn Sholeya Maslikshev Matir, Ibn Sholeya Maslikshev is high, so Rashi has reference to a case where there is no Kilkul. If it's Mikalkul, so then it goes without saying that he's Potter. So still, the Rach, according to the Rach, so Matir Sholeya Maslikshev is Potter, even though he's not in Mikalkul. Because the question is, since in view of the fact that even by Korea, where he's not in the Talmud, he's chayef even though Shalom Naslitveya. So certainly by Matir, if he's not, as long as he's not in the Talmud, even though Shalom Naslitveya, he should be chayef. So how can the Rach say that Shalom Naslitveya is potter? So the answer is this. Actually, when someone is matter, keshes okayomim, because what kind of matter is chayev lechatos? If he's matter, keshes okayomim, what does a keshes okayomim mean? Keshes okayomim means if somebody makes a kesher that he should stay for good. So why does he want that this kesher should stay for good? For a certain purpose. Let's say the sailor makes the kesher shosaponim. So he needs that kesher. So when someone unties the keshes okayomim, it's also an act of kilko. It's an act of kilko. He unties something that has to stay for good. It has a certain purpose to fulfill in staying permanently. In that kesha, in that not staying permanently. So it's also an act of guilt. Well, there is an element of destruction. But, so why isn't he potter? So why isn't a matir? Shaloi amunas litshia potter on the score of mikalkel? On the score of mikalkel? So we say, if he is matir, kesha kayome, so obviously he is matter because he needs that heter akesha. He needs it, let's say according to Rashi. Now according to Rashi, so matter is chayev in shaloi amunas likshev. So the Gemara in the Havamini assumed that in the Mishkan it was gone if sometimes they had two knots and the Isi Amaloche in Mishkan realized that one knot has to be untied. So they untied one knot and they left the other knot intact. So why did they untie the one knot? Because they had to untie it. So even though, so in other words, so mainly it was not considered mikalkel. But the question is, so it's still mikalkel amnas v'sakein. So how do we know whether this amnas, this purpose of tikkun, that the Eisei HaMeloche has in mind, whether it gives a character of misakein, or it's still considered mitalkein. So the criterion is mishum. Some may, according to Rashi's pshat, that in the mishkan they sometimes untied knots, even without the purpose, the objective of making another kesher. So that means, and every melacha that was in the mishkan was a creative act, because melachas machsheves, that is the yisod for the halacha of misakein, that mitalkol is potter, is mentioned in connection with the mishkan. So according to Rashi's pshat, that in the Mishkan sometimes they untie the knot without the objective of ritual. So that means that even without the objective of ritual, so it is considered misakin, it's considered a creative act. So merely Israel will show you a masticure. Mashainkin, according to the Rach, that in the Mishkan, whenever they untie the knot, the Keshe Shokayone, it was solely for the purpose of making another knot. So that means that the only objective in the destructive act of undoing the Keshosh HaKayomet, that is it. By itself, it's a destructive act. You undo, let's say, a sapon, a sailor, made it knot. And because of that knot, so the boat is capable of functioning. Then somebody unties that knot. And once it is undone, the knot is undone, so the boat cannot function. The boat, so it's a destructive act. But he does it for a very good purpose, for accomplishing something. So Mimele is not considered, it's not considered as a destructive act, it's considered as a creative act. So according to Rashi, that even the Mishkan, they sometimes, and in the Mishkan all the Melachas were creative acts, you know, all Melachas Machsheves. So according to Rashi's Pshat, that in the Mishkan many times, the Isiah Melacho untied the Keshe Sokayomo, not with the objective of making the Keshe of Richer again. So that means that even if the objective is not to make another Keshe Shokayomo, it still can be a creative act. Because if it took place in the Mishkan that way, then it certainly was a creative act. Because the Torah says that all the melachas in the Mishkan were melachas machshavos. So Mimele now too, on Shabbos, if somebody will untie Keshe Shokayomo for a purpose, but the purpose is not to make another Keshe, it's another purpose. So it's also a creative act. He's considered his melachas machsheves. He's not. But according to the Rach, that in the Mishkan, whenever they untied the knot, it was for the purpose of making another Keshe Shokayomet. So that means, in order that Heter Keshe Shokayomet should be considered a creative act, so it's only if it is done for the purpose of making a better Keshe Shokayomet. But if it is for some purpose other than making the Keshe, So then it does not become a creative act. It does not become a misakin. He is still a mikalkil. Now, so whether we consider a certain person a mikalkil or misakin has to be determined by the misakin in the mishkan. If the purpose of that meloche conforms of the meloche, if the purpose coincides with the purpose that took place in the mishkan, so then we say it's a misakin. But if the purpose is not synonymous with the purpose that existed in the Mishkan, but some other purpose, and the act in itself is a destructive act, let's say Kereya or Keitzer. So Mimele, when you are Keitzer Tvui or Peres, so every time you are Keitzer Tvui, you are Keitzer Peres, or Keitzer Samonim, it doesn't make any difference. It's a destructive act, you destroy life. Could you have more of a destruction than destruction of life? So every time a person is Keitzer Tvui or Peres, so he commits a destructive act. So he should be mikalkel. But the answer is true, but he does it for a certain purpose. And it's immediately kotzer. And that was the same purpose that existed in the Mishkan too. So Mimele, it's not considered mikalkel. So it's considered melachas machsheves. But Eitzim are not immediately kotzer. So Mimele, whenever someone is Keitzer Eitzim, he's a mikalkel, he destroys life. And it's not immediately kotzer. It's not something that all human beings do. Most people don't destroy the life of the Eitzim. They leave it grow. But because of melachas machsheves, so the subjective attitude is important. So if a certain person does it for a certain purpose, so Mimele, it becomes a creative act. It becomes a creative act. It becomes a creative act. So if the purpose is the kind of a purpose that exists in the Mishnah. But if the purpose does not coincide with the purpose that exists in the Mishnah, let's say, according to the Rach, that the purpose of untying the Kesher Shokayome in the Mishnah was to make another Kesher Shokayome. So if someone today on Shabbos will untie Kesher Shokayome for another purpose, not for the same purpose, so that will not negate the destructive character of the act. After all, he's destroying it not. So this is what he's saying. We talk late in Yerda, Fuhr, Rabbi, the Mechaib, Moshe, and Shrikhali, Bufo. So loy mi boy, according to Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon says that Moshe, and Shrikhali, Bufo. Moshe, and Shrikhali, Bufo is potter. So he's potter. So, but by Tzorich, late in. So if he's not Tzorich, late in, when late in, in view of the fact that late in, are not in the Kotzeya. So if he's not Tzorich, late in, so he's certainly potter. But even according to Reb Yud, who says Moshe Yitzchak Gufo is chayev, but in case of Eitzim, in view of the fact that Eitzim are not immediately kotzer, so it's not the Tzir Bitach. It's not the Tzir Bitach, so it's a Melech Eskeleko. So it's a Melech Eskeleko. So unless he does it deliberately for the Eitzim, because for the use of the Eitzim, so Memeila it's a Melech Eskeleko. It's not the Tzir Bitach, it's a Melech Eskeleko, it's not the Melech Eskeleko. But if he saw the Eitzim, if he does it deliberately for it, so then, because of the halacha of Melechas Machsheves, it becomes a misaking, it becomes a great effect. When Mitra Beitim gets here, El means that, Mida de Hava Akerei Al Maslit Veya. But how is it Melechas Machsheves? He's still tailing it. He destroys the beggar. The answer is, but he does it for a very important purpose. The same kind of purpose that exists in the mission. So Melech becomes endowed with the character of a creative act, of a Melechas Machsheves. So Memele is not Mikalkil. So then Rav Gleyer asks, so we see from this thesis that it's not based upon Mikalkil. It is based upon Mikalkil. The general principle is a principle of Meleches Machsheves. It has to be a Misake. The Meloch has to be a creative act. But the question is, what is considered a creative act? What is considered a destructive act? So if the purpose conforms to the purpose that existed in the Mishkan, even though the act per se is destruction. The act per se is destruction. You tear it. But the purpose is to fix a beged, to sew out the beged, and that was the same purpose that the Eisei Hamlocha in Mishkan had in mind when they committed these acts of destruction of Kereya. So Mimele is considered Misakin. Then Rav Kiveger asks, but we see that Kereya al-Meise is also Chayev. The answer is, there is certainly a misaki. There is more of a misaki than Kereya al-Maslitve. Because over there, Kereya al-Meise saying so, with the Kriya, with the Kilpul is Mikhaim Mitzvah. With the Kriya, he disciplines the members of his family, his Mechana, the children. So there is certainly a creative act. The Chidesh, and we don't have to resort to the same purpose existing in the Mishkan. Because when do we have to resort to the fact that the same purpose existed in the Mishkan? If the kilpul itself is kilpul, but there is an extraneous thing. Let's say Jereya Maslitve. So just because he intends to be tapered later on, so that does not mean that right now the Kriya is Tikkun. Right now the Kriya is Kilkun. So if we didn't know that in the Mishkan the same purpose existed, so then it would be considered a destructive act. Masha'inkin ligabi Kriya al-Meise is Mikayim mitzvah. So why do we have to resort to Rayas from the Mishkan? Of course it's not a destructive act. He's Mikayim mitzvah. Of course, Kriya al-Niyom e'im ha'in shel beise, he's Mechanech his children. So it's not a destructive act. It's a very constructive act. He's the Mechana the Kilven. But Kereya al-Maslitve, it's not so poshet that it's a creative, constructive act. Why? You have to be fair. So first of all, you could use something else. Who forced them? Who forced them to use the same thing? They could use another Yiriyah. They could use another Yiriyah. What is that? They didn't have any other Yiriyahs. But, so, the fact that in Mishkan they didn't throw away this area, and they used another area. your heavy stuff. Now, something was written. It doesn't matter whether the things that he wrote made sense or didn't make sense. The tzav itself is an important thing. It's an important entity. Tzav, Aesius, is an important entity. It's a Doma Choshu. And also is a Doma Choshu. And if somebody erases Aesius, so it's a destructive act. We had Aesius, and that was destroyed. So it's a destructive act. It's nothing like a Machsheves. But if he erases Aesius, he destroys something for the purpose of writing something better, so Mimele becomes a constructive act. Well, how do you know? Because in the Mishkan, they also did it that way. So Mimele, that's a raya. So that determines that even though the erasure of two Aesius in itself, by itself, is a destructive act, but when it is coupled with the objective of writing to other ACS in its place, it becomes a constructive act. Because this purpose of Amlaslichtish, the ACS, conforms to the purpose that existed in the mission. But it's all based upon the Aloch of Misakin, of Melachet Mashev. Uchidom Rabbi Yechmi Kam Ferit Chopies, Echot Kvoshim, Echot Shlokes, Shesochtom Ligufon Muter, Vimei Enchayev Chatos, Vamai Shor Ligufon, Levekim Lochashin Tzrich Ligufo, Ela Taime, Lifi Shein Derer Dishe, So it certainly should be Osea. It certainly should be Osea, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should even be Chayev. The answer is, over there again we have Kilko. We again have Kilko because he had pickles. Now the pickles absorbed vinegar, certain things, certain strong things. Now, so of course, when he squeezes out all the juice from the pickle, so it's an act of this, it's a destructive act. He's mikalklet. He had shlokes. And if he squeezed it out, leaving just a pulp, he destroyed a good paper, he destroyed. It's a destructive act. But if he does it limimeyan, and it's aimed, so certain paper are aimed limimeyan. And if he does it, whether it's aimed or not aimed, but he decided that it should be aimed limimeyan. So Mimele, because of the Aloch of Leches Machsheves, so because of that purpose of using the juice, so it becomes a constructive act. But if he's not interested, if he's not Leches, so then it's a destructive act, and he's a Mikalkel. So Eimach Name, so when he say in der Abishe Bikach, so what does it mean in der Abishe Bikach? It's not the union of Tlachayad. It's not the same Ptur as Tlachayad. It means it's not a Meloch HaShiva, it's not a Misakim. It's not a constructive act, it's a destructive act. All right.
Shabbos, Shir 3, Yud El Hei Tov Shin Lamed Vav, September 5th, 1976.
We have to the Gemara of Achirish, but then two tasters that we didn't learn yet. Merde Mikra Kav Bereishet. The Hodo Nerdig Mirkal Vereshe, so Lishne Chirish, Hodo Visne Zerea. Vishayach Lamida Koche, Vodik Tonam Chabe Vereshe, Hodo Amavia. The Hoche Kotzidure de Pas, not at the Seder, Vad Mechish. So Tesves, as the Kashe, Monefshech, Eve the Gemore. Eve the Gemore asked that it should be stated in the order of the processing. So why don't the Gemara ask the same thing in connection with Mechaber and Mavir? Now first you have to kindle the fire, and then you can extinguish the fire. So why is it that the Mishnah mentions Mechaber before Mavir? So Teisa says no. The Gemara realizes that the Tanna of the Mishnah is not makpid to say it in the order. that it takes place. But in regard to the all the melachas that are involved in the processing of pas, there it should be stated. They should be stated in the proper order. All right, Mishum Zareya. Ein leichiach mikam. Ein leichiach mikam. Di tzorich lahasres atol di mishumo. Do liko ma she tzorich lahasres im Mishum Zareya. Elo di mhis robei Mishum Zareya de chayim. Avo berish perik teili mash mekzat di tzorich lahasres atol di mishumo. Di koma misham eia. Mishumai masrinan be. Rabo ma mishum bere, rab zeir oma mishum rakit. So it's mashma that whenever someone is does a meloche, so the masre has to be masre him on the score of the av. In other words, if somebody, let's say, waters plants, so the masre has to masre him on the score of the av of Zareya. We said, then he says, Gamze Yishli trees. Doche perushi. Mishumai masrin and beishay chayim. Rabo la mishumbere. Avo misro be mishum rakit potter. תחיל לי מסריו משום דבר שנדעים עליי, הוא צבא שהוא מליג ביופות. אבל אם ישרו בהסתם, אל תשאם לחי. So in other words, Tesis says here, and that's one Russian Tesis in Balakamid of Beis, that there is no aloche, there is no requirement, that when one does an itilode, that the asroya should be on the score of its up. But, if one does itilode, and the asroya is on the score of another up, of which this act is not a delode, so then the asroi is not a good asroi. But if he just is masra on the score of the delode per se, then it's a good asroi. In Tesis and Balakamid, there are two lishenis. One lashon Tesis is, as here, that there is no requirement of being masra, the delode on the score of the av. And then there's another lashon that there is such a requirement. ונראה שגם רב נתם רצו לפרושה ואיד ראי את בריש בו וקמה קום ארול רבלזה ומחייב את ילוד ומוקמה המי קורא ליאב המי קורא לי תלוד ולמשן את הלוח את קורא ליאב דיצורך להסחיס את ילוד ומשמע Right, so that's Tesis Shita here, but there is another lotion in Tesis Milkan. Now, we up to the Gemara. Vachere. Tone, hachireish vachifer vachireit kulom miloch lachasim. If somebody plows the land, or he digs, or he trenches, so it's one miloch of chrish. It's one miloch of chrish. And what is the general feature of chireish? He's misaking the land in order to be adapted for planting. So that's the general feature of chet. Omar Rav Sheshis, hoy solei gav shushis. If let's say the land had a certain mound, we not lo and remove that mound, so bibayis is chayiv mishem bein. So if it was in a bayis, so then it's a chayiv of mishem bein. But if it is bisode, so then and by removing the mound, so he improved the land. So then he's chayiv mishum chirish. Chayiv mishum chirish. Achirei tzei sechitz mikar kamul. Im nechayiv achdechu lorupu ya'ara avide. Gav shushis teukot. Bibayi shayar binyan. Shem ischavin lahashvis kaki osi. And but if bisode, so mishum chirish. Dimerape ar. Omar Avad. החיפי גומה בשבס וניצור יחלו לאפרו פוטר עולם. If somebody is חיפי גומה בשבס, so what kind of a חיוב is it? It's a חיוב of חירש. But suppose he's not interested in the חריץ, in the גומה. He's only interested in having the sand. Now the מלוכה consists in making the גומה. That's the מלוכה. So, and he is not interested in the meloche per se, he is only interested in obtaining the sand. So mele it's a meloche shenetzricho liguf. So according to Rav Shimon, he is certainly part. But the Gemara says that even according to Rav Yudah, that meloche shenetzricho ligufo is chayev. Vafilu Rav Yudah deoma, meloche shenetzricho ligufo is chayev aleo, hanem mile misaki. Hai mikalkelu, But in this case, even Rabbi Yehuda would be made that he is poter. Why? Because when you make a gumo, so then you are mikalkir. So mimele you are poter. Or poter aleo. Elo le afro le chasis. Or gume. Gume vitomimo. So if he had a gume, so and he filled it up, so we buy his chayv mishim beine, we saw the mishim chayrish. Gume vitomimo bofor hane chayrish. Vitomimo bofor is hane chayrish. She offer she mila bei have rof, vitei vizri, vihish vili karke li yis nizra masod, el le afro le chasi seir potrelo, ve ein ka mishim binyan bibayis. The kiltu, that's bibayis, and in case it's bisode, so lizri nam le chazi, aval im oi tzorich lo, is chayv mishim bein. והקיצר תונה הקיצר הבדר והגדר והמסיק והאירה כל המלוח החסים. So the מלוח of קיצר consists in harvesting certain peres, peres or tvoye or vegetables, whatever it is. So קיצר that is in tvoye, קיצר is in tvoye. Now gedei that's in tmari, in tmorin, in dates, and masik that's in zeisim, in olives, and deira that's in figs. Kol machaseret, because it's the same meloch. Omar apop, hayman dishode piseli dikle, the asa tamre chayev shtayim, achas mishum teleish viachas mishum ipares. If somebody throws a clod of earth to a palm tree, and they detach the tmorim, the dates from the palm branches, so is chayiv shtayim. First of all, is teilish. Teilish, that is keitzer. That's the meloche that comes on the meloche of keitzer. Would someone please close the door? So is chayiv mishum teilish, and is also chayiv mishum ifar. Now let's see how Rashi explains. Teilish, he told the keitzer. Mifarek tilde di dosh, she mifarek tfuo mishibolel, lo shim perek minachamim. Now Rashi mentions the av of dosh, that it consists in removing the seeds of grain from the shiboles, from the ears of grain. Now, what was the av? Really, what was the mishib? So according to Rav Haigoyen Shite, that even the types of work that existed in the midbar in connection with avos korbanos in the mishkan also serve as a basis for an av. So mele the av consists in the removal of the seeds of grain from the shiboyos, because that itself existed in the mishkan in connection with avos korbanos. But according to Rashi, and Tesis, that only that which existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but that which existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos Korbanos does not constitute as a basis for an av, some mele this kind of dosh of mikfarek tvor mishibalel, of removing the seeds of grain from the ears of grain, that did not exist in the Mishkan. What exists in the Mishkan? So according to Rashi and Tesis, Rashi is somewhere else, but the Tesis is right here. Tesis says the alkochoch in the Tesis of Nifari, alkochoch time the rabbonim mishim the alfinelo misamonim shebe mishkan the indisho elobigdulekalak. So it's not the thing that existed in the Mishkan, which constituted the basis for the meloche of dosh, was not the mifarik of the tvor from the shibol, but the samoni. So why does Rashi mention told the dosh a mifarik tvor mishibolel? So that implies that the piruk of the prike of tvor mishibolel, that is the av. And let's say, and something else, and Mifarek is he told of that. But the Av is that which existed in the Mishkan. The Av is that which existed in the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan, not the Prike of Tvor Mishabeleo existed, but rather the Prike of the Samonim. Of the Samonim from the Pseilis. So that doesn't present any kasha against Rashi. Because in the same way, so because true that this does not exist in the Mishkan, but if there is a Dinyan Gomo of a certain type of work bears a full resemblance to that which existed in the Mishkan, then it is made up. Then it's not iteloded. So Mimele, even though the thing that existed in the Mishkan was not the prike of the Tvor from the Shibolim, but the prike of the Samonim from the Pseiles, but the prike of the Tvor from the Shibolim bears a full resemblance with the prike of the Samonim from the Pseiles. So Mimele, he says that Mifarik is it only the dosh of the prike of Tvor from the Shibolim. Alright, so Haiman, he showed a piece a little different. The Asat Hamre, so Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishim Teirich, and the Achas Mishim Mifarik. What's the analogy between this detaching, the detachment of the dates from the branch of the palm tree and dosh? So Rashi says, still the dosh and mifarik tvor mishibaleo, loshim perik v'nachameya. בשם רבי נלוי, וגם בשולס רבי משול המגורים בתוסקים, ואף זה מפרק התמורים מן המחבלס, the branches of the palm tree. So the pirug, the prike of the tmorim, from the mechabdos, the branches of the palm tree, that is analogous to dosh. All right, now, so we see that according to Rashi, there is no such prerequisite in dosh that the pseiles should envelop, should cover there, because in dosh itself, when you remove the seeds from the shibeles, so the seeds are enveloped by the shibeles, but here they're not enveloped. So in other words, so according to Rashi, the it does not have to be enveloped. As long as it is mechuber, as an eichel is mechuber to a pseiles, and you separate the eichel from the pseiles, so then there is a chiyuv of dosh. Now, the Rashbam, as Tesis points out, now, let's see the Tesis. V'yachas mi shemifarik, ein nir alirik mi shemifarish rashi, shemifarik o yilo mi masoi min ha-perish olo. And that's the reason as to why he is chayuv on the score of dosh. Elok mi shepirish rabbi Shmuel, שיש על התמורים קליפו עליינו, וכשהוא מכה בתמורים, מפרק את הקליפו מן התמורים, והבק מידוש, שמפרק את התבוע משפרס. So, the Primigodim says, in Lech Shabbos, so he says it as a Dover Poshut, he doesn't mention it's Machlik Hashemim, but that's very strange, that he mentions that as a Dover Poshut. That's really the Machlik is between Rashi and the Rashbam. The Rashbam doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. And he says, and how does he explain Achas Mishmul Farek? Because he removed, because on the Tmorim there is a Klipo Elieno. And when he's marked with Tmorim, so then he removes the Klipo Elieno from the Tmorim. That is like Dosh. But the mere detachment of the Tmorim from the branches, the Mechabdos, wouldn't constitute Dosh. Why not? Because when you remove the Klipo Elieno from the Tmorim, so then it's analogous to Dosh, just as Dosh. So the seeds are covered, are enveloped by the shibeles. So here too, the tmorim themselves are covered, and they are enveloped by the klipo elyeno. So that's the shita of the Rashbam. In other words, there is a machlekes between the Rashbam and Rashi. According to the Rashbam, so the essential feature of dosh consists in the fact that one is enveloped by the other. That the Eichel is enveloped by the Pseilis. That the Eichel is enveloped by the Pseilis. But if it's not enveloped, so then, just Mechubea, then it's not Dosh. However, according to Rashi, the essential feature of Dosh consists in the fact that there is Chibur. And this is how Dosh is distinguished, let's say, from Berel. Berel also removed Eichel from Pseilis, from Eichel But over there, it's just a question of Yiruv. It's just a question of Yiruv. Mashein kei in Dosh, so it's not just a question of Yiruv, but to have the Eichel and the Tzeles being commingled with each other. But it's a question of Chibur. But according to Rashbam, Chibur is not enough in order to involve the Meloche of Dosh. There must be, the Eichel must be enveloped by the Tzeles. Alright, now, the Rashi says, but now let's see the Gemara first. So Rapopo says, Haimah Mishod Epizel Yidikel Evasa Tamar Chayushtan, Achat Mishdeo Nifar. Rabashi Omar, in the Rech Plishe Bikach, ve in the Rech Prike Bikach. So Ravashi says that he is chayev neither on the score of Teilech, nor is a chayev on the score of Dosh. Why? Because it's lachayav, it's not a natural way of doing. How is one Teilech from Mari? He cuts it the Yodari, he doesn't throw a cloud of earth on the branch of the palm tree and detaches thereby the dates. So that's an unnatural way. So it's lachayat. So it is just as one who writes with his left hand. So he's potter. Why? Because a person usually writes with the right hand, unless he's a lefty. So then with the left hand is the natural way. But if he's not a lefty, so the usual way of writing is with the right hand. If he writes two ACS in the left hand, he's potter. He's potter because it's lachayat. So here too it's lachayat. It's not the usual way of harvesting, of reaping fruits from a tree by throwing a cloud of earth. The usual way is with an instrument, maybe even with a hand sometimes. Cliche is the usual way. Certain fruits are probably cut with the hand too, but certainly when it's cut with a cloud of earth, so that's certainly tlachaya. And it's not the derech to be mifarik the klipe to remove the eichel from the tzeles. So it's lachayav. The question is, it's inconceivable that Rapope would be chilik on the din of lachayav. First of all, it's a mishnah mufareshes. The mishnah says in a matzniya in regard to itzoye. We had that Mishnah, we learned that Mishnah already. So, Tlachayodei, the Ragli, Pid, Mapake, Gorsne, Visare, Vindose, Upio, Mato, Vindos, Lachloko, Vichluke, Visasluke, Vimanale, Visandale, Potter, Shalohei, Tikidera Hamitsi. So it's a Mishnah of Vareshes, that if one is Meitzi, Shalohei, Kidera Hamitsi, so is Potter. So how can we say that he is Chayev, how can a prophet say that he's chayev in the case of Shodei Pisa Lidikle Vasa Tamre? But it's not Kederech Hoisim Loche, it's Klachaya. That's one, and it's Klachaya. Now, what is the tour of Klachaya? Why do we say that by Shabbos, if somebody does in Loche in an unnatural way, so then he is spot. Now there is another difficulty. That's a din poshut, that it's a mishnah of reshes, that if someone writes with the left hand, so he's spotter. So Rav Pope cannot be chelik on that din. So we have two mishnas. First of all, the mishnah with David Tzoye, that if somebody is made to shalom gidera chamitzin, he's spotter, and we have the daloch el gabi ksive, that if one writes with the left hand, he's spotter. How can Rav Pope be chelik on that? Now let's see what is the reason as to why by Shabbos Tlachayat is put. So there is the Pesach V'Sri Azotim in Kedushin Davov. In Kedushin Davov says that the reason as to why Tlachayat is put is because the Shabbos Mileches Machsheves Aschotei. That's the reason as to why by Shabbos is Mileches Machsheves Aschotei. So there are Kama Aloches that are deduced from Melechus Machshavus. It's in Tesis Riyazokim, Davor Hindush. So the Kama Alochas that are implicit in Melechus Machshavus. So the Aloch of Klachayat that is Potter is also implicit in Melechus Machshavus. If it's done not in the natural way, so then it's not a Melechus Machshavus. It's not a Melechus Machshavus. So the Mele, Rav Popeh is made that if someone writes with the left hand, so he's Potter. But Rav Popeh holds, in as much as the Ptur of Klachayat is based upon the Exerzakosuf of Melechus Machshavus, so when do we say that if the Melech is done in an unnatural way, so then he's Potter only if the fact that it's done in an unnatural way affects the nature of the work, the beauty of the work, the nature of the work. Now let's say, when a person, one who is not a lefty, so if he writes with the right hand, so the ksav will be much nicer than if he writes with the left hand. And even if he's an expert in writing with the left hand, except if he's a shilet b'shtei yodov, so then he's chayet chatos for the left hand too. But if he's not a shilet b'shtei yodov, so the ksav with the left hand will never come out as nice as with the right hand. So the mele, according to Rav Popeh, the tour of the lachayad only applies to a case where there is a diminution in the value of the melacha. If the melacha does not come out so well, if the melacha is not of superior quality on account of the fact that it's done to lachayad. Mashenkein in this case. So that's only shayach, let's say, case of the smaller. So the melacha, the work, is not as superior as case of the mini. Mashenkein, when it detaches dates, does it make any difference in the result of his work? Whether the date was detached in the regular way or in a non-natural way? So since there is no diminution in the work itself, so Mimele does not come within the aloche of Melechus Machshavus. Oh, one second. I know. Oh, so that explains, that answers the kashe of a case of Ismol. But it does not answer the kashe of Itzoy. So that is no kashe. Now, because we saw that Ligabi Itzoyer, that Itzoyer is unique. I mean, Teisre says that Beis in Shabbos, that on account of the fact that Itzoyer is a Melochei Grue, in other words, he doesn't create anything, he doesn't add anything to the object, there is no change in the object. It's a Melochei Grue, so because of that, Itzoyer, if it hadn't been spelled out by the Torah explicitly, Al Yitzishim Kemei, by Chalom Es Mohavi, So then Itzoyer wouldn't even be a meloche. Because every meloche is a creative act. Itzoyer is not a creative act. It's the same object that was here, so through Itzoyer it is at some other point. So because of that, Itzoyer, in order to establish Itzoyer as an av meloche, so it must be spelled out in the Torah. Al Yetzir Shem Kein. And not only Itzoyer generally has to be spelled out in order to be Meloche. Every type of Itzoyer. Itzoyer Ovoni, Itzoyer Balabais. So even though there is a slight difference, one is Itzoyer towards the Meitzi, and one is Itzoyer away from the Meitzi. But in other Melochas, it would make a difference. But by Itzoyer, it does make a difference. And the Telodi itself, so in other Melochas, something that existed in the Mishkan establishes it as enough. And something that did not exist in the Mishkan, but as long as it bears some resemblance to that which exists in the Mishkan, so it becomes established as a Torah. But by Itzoyer, so the Av is established as a result of the Torah spelling out explicitly Al Yitzishim Kemei. And the Torah of Itzoyer, now the Torah does not spell out Machnitz, the Torah only spells out Meitzi Mishus HaYochi Mishus HaRabim, but Machnitz Mishus HaRabim Mishus HaYochi, the Torah doesn't spell out, even though it certainly bears a resemblance. Hachnose certainly bears a resemblance to Itzoye, but we have to resort to the fact that it existed in the Mishkan. So Mimele, when though, so Rav Popeh holds that we, in regard to all other Melochis, all melachas other than mitzoye, where the p'tur of tlachayad is based upon the gzeras hakotzev of melachas machsheves. So when does the gzeras hakotzev of melachas machsheves apply? Only if on account of the unnaturalness of the manner in which the melacha was done, so the result is different. There is a diminution in the beauty of the work, in the superior value, in the relatively superior value of the work. Let's say when he writes with the left hand, so the ksav is not as good, is not as beautiful as a ksav that is written with the right hand. Masha'inkin, when he detaches, doesn't make a difference. The result is the same. So it's the melachas machsheves. Masha'inkin, in regard to itzoye, that is a melacha gruye. And so everything must, so in order to be a telode of itzoye, so it must have existed in the Mishkan. And we explain the Rashi, that even though Rashi is chilik on Rabbi Goyen, in saying that the existence in connection with Avos Korbanos in the Mishkan was not enough to establish a certain meloche, a certain type of work as a meloche. But in regard to itzoye, what the Av is established by virtue of the Gzeras HaKotzev of Yitzhi Shmikene, and it's only a question whether a certain type of itzoye comes within the melacha of itzoye or not. So then we have to resort to the Mishkan. So Rashi Shitti is that as long as a certain type of itzoye existed in the Mishkan, even though it existed not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it existed in connection with Avos Korbanos. So let's say, like itzoye bismeil, so Elozo ben Aaron HaKohen used that, resorted to this kind of method in being meitzi. So echod b'min shemen hamishcha, echod b'min v'shemen echod b'smeil. So only that type of itzoye that the counterpart in the Mishkan is considered as itzoye. Masheinkein b'sarei b'pundosei and b'svaschukei b'manandalei b'manal b'sandalei, which is completely shalikidar hamitzim. Bismelei, so sometimes people are mazy. So on account of the fact that in the Mishkan it was also this kind of itzoya was used, so Mimele is a meloche. Masha'in came when it's completely shalikidar hamitzim, even though the result is not affected, so is chay. So is fun. So is fun. Alright. Now, so this is what Rav Kopa says. Masha'in came Ravashe, and we pass like Ravashe. So Ravashe shiti is that even in regard to all melachas adat and itzoye, so if it is done in an unnatural way, even though the quality of the work of the melacha of the act is not inferior in any way, the result is the same. So it still comes within the gzeras hakotzev of melachas machsheves, that it's not melachas machsheves, and we pass like Rav Ashi. Now, let's see the Rambam. Now, so Rashi explains. Rashi explains, show the piece of ridicule v'asa tamre, that the cloud of earth simply detached the tmorim from the branches of the palm. And the Rashbam explains it, applies it to the prike of the klipe from the tmorim. Now let's see what the Rambam says. אמר רב פופה, היימן נשאל את פיסל ידיקו ואז אתה מחיים משפרק, פיר שרש עזאו, שאף זה מפרק כמור עם נדקר, ותאמה אני, ביצה וגדר ומסיק לחייב שתיים. So he has a kashe. So then, according to Rashi, that the piece of ridicule means he simply detached, he was tailage, with the cloud of earth, that more in from the branches, so every tailage has to be chayiv shtayim. And Meir Mishamanu, that every tailage, every keitzer, every tailage, every time, one is chayiv mishim tailage, when he harvests grain, he reaps grapes. So then he should be chayev not only on the score of Teilesh, of Keitzer, but also on the score of Mifarik. Beida Geitzer Meisig v'chayev Shai, El Yikra HaPerush, Kedivra Eimeya, Shein Nisloshim Im Amchavdois, V'hakar Doshi Neison, Shemachmaz Dishode Pisa Lidikle, Nislishu Amechavdois Me'adekel, Uch Shein Eifnin Le'aretz Mekeichei, Heimerbodim V'nidushim, V'nifrokin Amchavdois, Hatmorim ham habdois v'iteu de'edosh. So he explains the Gemara of Popis Memre in a way that is similar to Rashi's Pshat, but it's different. In other words, the Ramban is not, does not agree with the Rashbam Shite that Dosh has a prerequisite that the Pseilus envelops, covers the Eich. So he agrees with Rashi that there is no such prerequisite that the Pseilus has to envelop, has to cover the Eich. But his Shite is, as the Chiddush Aran pointed out in more detail, that in Dishe Bimchub, while there is aloha in Dishe Levitle Karke, so that only means that something that was never Mechubea, so there is no Dishe in that. But if it was Mechubea, so on the contrary, when does the Melocha of Dishe apply only if it is not Mechuber anymore? But if the Dishe takes place while it's still Mechuber to the Karke, so then there is no Dishe. So that's the reason as to why the ordinary Teilish is not Chayev Mishum Mefarek. Because if he's Teilish, so the Dishe is done on the, let's say, on the grapes or on the tree that he harvests while it's still Mechuber. And in Dishe Mechuber. But Rav Popeh has referenced the case where the person threw a cloud of earth on the branches of the palm tree, and that cloud of earth detached the branches themselves, and then as the branches with the tmor, so the moment they were detached from the tree, from the palm tree, the dates were still attached to the branches, but the branch itself with the dates. Now let's say this is the branch and then there are many dates, so the whole, as a result of the cloud of earth hitting the branch, so the whole branch was plucked out, was detached from the palm tree. And then, at the moment when the branch reached the ground, so then the dates were detached from the branch. So at that time, so when does the Melocha of Teilish take place? At the moment when the whole branch with the dates attached to it is detached from the palm tree. But when is the Melocha of Mifarik? When does the Melocha of Mifarik take place? Not when the branch in its entirety with the dates attached to it is detached from the palm tree, but when the branch with the dates attached to it falls to the ground, then, and hits the ground, then the dates fall off, become detached from the branch, then the Melocha of Mifarik takes place. So at that moment it's not Mechuber Mikarak anymore. So that's why it is he's Chayiv Mishum Mifarik. Chayiv Mifarik. Now the Chiddush Aram says the same thing. Haiman is shodeh pisa lidikve vasa tamre vachas Mishum Mifarik. Pisa shirash is out. Zorak pisa srigovim lidekel veisha at morim nadekel Chayiv Mishum Mifarik. Davetil di dosh. Dosh Mifarik atuwe Mishibelis gamze Mifarik ilo. מלושים פרק זה חמר, ואין אם אחת, ואין די שבמחו ברל וביטולס. ואנוכן שבזריק עשה אבן נופל אשקל של תמורים, ובנפילוסי לארץ נושרה התמורים מן האשקל, והרי כנסיר אז גרים מן השבלס. The same thing would be true, let's say, of grapes. Now grapes are attached to a cluster. So suppose he detaches the whole cluster from the vine. The whole cluster. I mean, he throws something against the cluster, and the whole cluster with the grapes attached to it falls off the vine, and then as the cluster reaches the ground, so then the grapes become detached from the cluster. So it's the same thing. So it's right. All right. But we see that in regard to the question as to whether Dishe requires that the Pseila should envelop the Eichel, so the Ramban and the Ran agree with Rashi Shit, not with Rashbam Shit. Yes?
This Pshat is Malachas on Shabbos, for example, if it's down like a day Koho, it's that Koach Rishon.
Yeah.
Or is it like Sroros?
Yeah.
So I mean, is there any Shalom? The fact that they can say that that's a Malacha, even though the Malacha occurs at, not through the gravity, so it's
Oh, you mean, that's a good question. And you mean, as, according to the Ramban's Pshat, that two acts happened as a result of the throwing of the cloud of earth. First, the moment the cloud of earth hit the palm tree, so that detached the whole branch with the dates attached to it. And then it started to fall. And when the palm branch reached the ground, so then, as a result of that, of that stroke, so the dates were detached, from the branch. So the question is, so it's not, so it should be considered as a grommet. If we say like Rashi, so the dates were attached the moment the cloud of earth hit the palm tree, so it's keiche. But according to the Ramban and the Ranzpshat, so two things happened. There were two strokes. One stroke took place when the cloud of earth hit the palm tree. That was the Adayim, that was keiche. Then the other stroke took place when the palm branch with the dates attached to it hit the ground. That's already keiche. So it should be considered like a grommet. It should be considered like a grommet. So why should be chay? Why should be chay? Now, suppose someone does a meloche through a grommet, but that's the usual way how to do it. That's the way how people do it. So is it chayev or is not chayev? So on that point, there is a machlekes between the Mogen Avrom and the Eben Ezer in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, Rechaim Shomayim is in a watermill. Now, watermill, that is the counterpart. I mean, that's the equivalent of the modern machine. I mean, but the watermill was a machine that existed in the time of the Mogen Avrom, you see. But, so, the Mogen Avrom says that if one grinds grain in a watermill, in other words, the water is the force, so that makes the mill to revolve, and that grinds the grain, so you put it in the watermill, and then you turn it, and then the water keeps on revolving the mill, and the wheat is round. So the Mogen Avrom says that atechim b'rechaim shomayim, so is potter because it's only grommet. And the Eben Ezer is chelik. He says that if somebody is teiche, I mean that the same thing would apply to a case when you wash laundry in a washing machine. I mean, no machines where the machine does it. So the Odom is the one who operates the machine, but the machine does the work. So according to Mogen Avrom, it's considered gone. It's not in Meloche D'Raisa. But the Eben Ezer says that it is in Meloche D'Raisa. Why? Because Meleches Machsheves Osrato. So since people do it that way, so Memele is high. Now, so even according to the Eben Ezer, it still is a kashi. Why? Because here it's not the usual way. You see that Rav Ashi says in Derech Lishe Bikach, in Derech Lishe Bikach. So people are not mifarik, the Tmorim that way. So Memele, even according to the Eben Ezer, he shouldn't be high. So according to Ramban's pshat, it's keiach keiche. So it's no kashe because there is a difference between keiach sheni and keiach keiche. There is a difference between keiach sheni and keiach keiche. Now in Gemara in Makkos in Ilin Agilin there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon as to whether one is chayev goles if he kills a person b'shegeg for keiach keiche. Let's say if somebody chops wood in the forest. And then the garzen falls off his hand and kills someone, so he's chayev goles. But suppose somebody chops wood in the forest, and then that garzen falls off his hand, and it falls and it hits a branch, and that branch falls upon the victim and kills the victim. That's keiach keiche. So there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon as to whether he's chayev goles or not. Now the Rambam says paskins that he's potter of goles. That's keiach keiche. So Gemara says the machlekes is whether keiach keiche is chayev or not. So the Rambam in Chesiach Shmiras Nefesh says that the reason as to why he's potter, the Rambam paskins he's potter. In other words, because it's shaking coronavirus. The Rambam has, in regard to Shgogo, so of Ritzeach, he has three types of shaking. He has